In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know today that God is still on the throne and he hears and answers prayer? Do you know that today? And just as long as your faith in him is intact, everything's going to come out all right. Oh yes, everything will come out all right. If your faith in the Lord is intact, everything will come out all right. I want to tell you what the church gave us today at Mass. The Lord said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. What father among you, if your son asks for a piece of bread, would hand him a stone? Or if he asks you for a fish, would give him a scorpion? You fathers, though you are sinners, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" Oh, how much more do we need the Holy Spirit? Do we need the Holy Spirit? Many years ago, I was doing a Life in the Spirit seminar. I was in the teacher of sixth grade, and Peter Kreft was there with us. He's an author right now and a philosopher. And he said to me, "Next week we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit. What are the odds that I'm going to get it?" I said, "Let me ask the Lord." I said, 100%, and he was very upset. "How can you say 100%? I said, "You fathers know how to give good things to your children. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you today for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we would be able to discern good from evil. We would be able to discern what comes from us and what comes from God. Give us the Holy Spirit of power that heals the sick and raises the dead. Give us that Holy Spirit. How much we need that Holy Spirit. We are living in dry lands, God. Let the rains of the Spirit come upon us. Let the rains of the Holy Spirit come upon us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask him for the Holy Spirit. He'll give you the Holy Spirit if you ask. How much more will the Father in heaven, who is perfect, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? I'm looking at the 13th chapter of John, the 36th verse. Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus, "Going to heaven." Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me afterwards." Well, Peter followed the Lord Jesus afterwards. He died on a cross upside down. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times." I tell you, it's easy to speak with your mouth, I tell you. I speak a lot of words, but how do I live? How do I live? Am I ready to receive persecution for the Lord Jesus Christ? That is what has been promised. Persecution from the Lord Jesus Christ. Not him. He doesn't give it to us. It's the devil who gives it to us. How many people today will die because they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The last 10 years, 900,000 people died who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. 900,000, that's almost a million, died because they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe? Are you ready to be persecuted? Let us look at the 14th chapter of St. John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. In other words, you've got a say in it. Trust in God. You don't have to have your hearts being in trouble. Believe in God. Believe also in me. If you want your heart not to be in trouble, believe in God. Believe also in Jesus. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Do you know that the Lord Jesus went to heaven at the ascension, and he's preparing a place for you and for me? One of the dwellings, one of the mansions in heaven. Oh yes, but right now we're on earth, and we are to speak the word of God, and we are to draw people into the heart of Jesus by our witness and by the blood of Jesus. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. That looks like the second coming. So that where I am, there you may be also. Oh yes, heaven is all about Jesus. I don't want to go to heaven if I'm not going to be with Jesus. Who needs it? I need Jesus. Heaven is all about Jesus, knowing Jesus, allowing Jesus to love us. Heaven is all about Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? It's all about Jesus. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I tell you, whoever is in heaven today came through the blood of Jesus. Oh, we were baptized into his death and into his resurrection, but we need to live out our baptism. It's called the life of grace, the life of faith. Do you know that today? Are you living out your baptismal life? Are you living out what Jesus calls, that you're going to be with me forever? If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do not know him. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Why do Jesus say that? Because Jesus says everything he hears the Father saying, and Jesus does every miracle he sees the Father doing. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to Philip, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not know and believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Everything Jesus does is from the Heavenly Father. Everything he does is from the Father. Every word he speaks is from the Father. To see Jesus is to see the Father. Jesus says, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Do you know that if you are a Christian today, you are in the Father, and the Father is in you? Do you know that the Blessed Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dwells within you? Do you know this? Do you know this, that you are a tabernacle of the Most High God? That God dwells in my broken heart. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Oh, yes. Jesus did nothing apart from the Father. Jesus' works were all that he saw the Father doing, and so he did. Jesus' speech was all what he heard the Father saying, and that he spoke. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves, the man born blind, Lazarus raised from the dead. If you don't believe me because I say so, believe because of the works that I do. Lazarus raised from the dead. After that, I tell you, the leading Pharisees wanted Jesus to die because they wanted their temple to be spared. They gave up Jesus and they lost the temple in the year 70, not a stone upon a stone. Truly, truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. Do you believe in Jesus? He says, but you'll do the works that he does if you believe in Jesus. In fact, we'll do greater works than these. Do you realize that I'm on the radio in many stations? When Jesus was here, he could only speak to one person or one group at a time. He limited himself. But we have the ability to speak to people in St. Louis, in Arizona, in Washington, D.C. Oh, yes, I don't know if it's greater than Jesus. I can do nothing on my own. I can do absolutely nothing on my own. I need the Lord Jesus Christ to help me. Where do I find him? In my broken heart. That we would do greater works than these because I am going to the Father. As a result of Jesus going to the Father, we shall do the same works he did and do greater works than he did. People don't believe that, but it's true. I will do whatever you ask in my name. What are you asking in Jesus' name today? That you be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, how we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives today. How I need more of the Spirit. We ask that the rains of the Spirit would soak our souls. The rains of the Spirit would soak our lives. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. Who is this other advocate? The Holy Spirit. Who is the first advocate? Jesus. He will give you another advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him because he abides with you. The Holy Spirit abides with the disciples, and he will be in you. Oh yes, when Jesus goes to the heaven and he pours out his Spirit, not only is the Spirit with the disciples, but the Spirit is in you. Do you know today that the Holy Spirit is in your heart because Jesus the Lord went to the cross for you? Do you know today that he was buried for you? Do you know today that he rose from the dead for you and ascended into heaven? Do you know that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that today? That's the greatest gift. I am a temple of the Trinity and of the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. Do you keep the commandments of God? That means you love Jesus. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. If you love Jesus, the Father loves you. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Oh yes, how we need revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need to be touched by the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Not know about, but to know personally the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Do you love Jesus today? Then you're loved by the Father, and he will reveal to you the things you need to have revealed. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words or my commandments. And the word that you hear is not mine. That's right, but it is from the Father who sent me. Every word that Jesus speaks, he hears the Father saying them. Every deed of miracles that Jesus does, he sees the Father doing them. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in the name of Jesus, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. I tell you, the Holy Spirit reminds me of the things Jesus said to us in the Scriptures and also in our hearts. Because the devil can't get at Jesus, he gets at you. That's one thing he told me, and I remember that word. The devil cannot get at Jesus. He's been raised from the dead and at the Father's right hand. So he can't get at Jesus, so he gets at the body of Christ. I hear people say, I belong to such and such society, and there's a gap of unfriendliness there. People want to be boss. I tell you, don't be a boss. Be a follower of Jesus. Don't love yourself. Love Jesus. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. That's shalom. That's not only peace in the heart. That's peace in prosperity. Peace in our lives. I do not give it to you as the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled again. And do not let them be afraid. Again, he tells us that. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. Do you love Jesus? We rejoice that you're going to the Father, Lord, and you're with the Father now, because the Father is greater than I. Now, how can that be if we believe in the Trinity? Though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Oh, yes. Yes. Jesus is speaking as the slave, that the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world, the devil, is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded. Do you do what the Father commands? He says, love Jesus. And if you love Jesus, the Father loves you. Let's continue. So that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go on our way. This is just simple. But it's profound. You know, it's always the profound things of God that are most simple. Do you know that today? The profound things of God are most simple. Jesus Christ the Lord is on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. And if your faith is intact in him, everything's going to become all right. We continue with the 15th chapter of St. John. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that does not bear fruit. You see, it's all about bearing fruit. And it's not apples and oranges, it's fruit of people. It's fruit of people. We need to witness to people. Use your witness. You say, but I didn't get delivered from drugs. I don't care what you get delivered from. Reveal Jesus to people. Tell Jesus. Tell people about Jesus. And Jesus about people. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear much fruit. And you know, it hurts when it prunes, that the same spirit that lives in the vine lives in the branches. That's the Holy Spirit. You have already been cleansed. How have you been cleansed? By the word that I have spoken to you. You have already been cleansed by the word I have spoken to you. Do you realize that today? If you don't feel cleansed, go to confession. Confess your sins. Ask the Lord to come and dwell by faith in your life. Ask him, abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Oh yes, the same Holy Spirit that flows through the vine flows through the branches. Do you know that today? You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You are God's elect by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that today? You are the elect of God because Jesus gave his life for you, and Jesus was buried for you, and Jesus rose from the dead for you. I am the vine, you are the branches. You who abide in me and I in you will bear much fruit. If you abide in Jesus, if you abide in the vine, you'll bear much fruit. People, apart from me, you can do nothing. Oh yes, that's real. Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, you can do nothing. Oh yes, you can try all you want to, but you can do nothing if you are not connected to the vine, and if the Spirit of God does not flow in you, to you, and through you. Oh yes, remember what he said? The Spirit is with you now, but he shall be in you when? On Pentecost, on Easter, when he breathed in them, saying, receive the Holy Spirit. Who sins you forgives shall be forgiven. Who sins you do not forgive will not be forgiven. Oh yes, that's the 20th chapter of St. John. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire. We don't want to be thrown into the fire. We want to be thrown into the heart of Jesus. The heart of Jesus. Do you know that today? It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Holy Spirit. It's all about being temples of the Trinity. You are a temple of the Father because you love the Son. You are a temple of the Son because Father loves you. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in the name of Jesus. Do you know that today? You are glorious, a son of God, a daughter of God, a son of grace, a daughter of grace. I tell you, we need to hear preaching like this because we forget. But remember what Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will remind you of all that I said to you. He will remind you. He's the great reminder. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, she said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of November, Days of Glory. Mark them on your calendar where we go to praise the Lord and to hear the word of the Lord. The 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of November are the Days of Glory. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.